This is from The Wedding, one of the short stories, and it's about a character by the name of Uncle Leo. The birth of children, my brother and I slowly made Dad's goodbyes inevitable, to salmon, Alaska buddies, and dark brown girls with crazy hair. But his Alaskan sojourns didn't immediately end. There was always one more season, the last he promised, then another, until one summer when my brother and I were 7 and 4, he just stayed home. "You boys getting too big," was all he said. Dad eventually settled in a 9-to-5 factory job. He adapted to the new routine, year-round marriage, year-round job, 52 Sundays plus holy days, surprisingly well, and eventually grew to like it, or at least appeared to. For Mom, that was good enough. This conversion, miraculous to his old friends, made him an enthusiastic witness to the new way. To Dad's way of thinking, good news had to be shared, had to. And Uncle Leo, who persisted in aimlessness, would be the first recipient. Dad was blunt. "You need to marry," he'd say. "First your hair goes, then your eyes and teeth next. What you gonna do then? Gum the girlies? Don't be no fool. You're almost 50 now. Think ahead. This land's too hard for old men." Leo ignored him on that and every occasion thereafter. If he chose to respond, it was with a stock litany of marriage-related troubles and headaches plus one, selfish youth. "Ah, Vince," he'd say, "got hair, got teeth, ain't 60. Got eyes to look at the mirror and tell me I'm still a boy." Leo was smug, at least in the beginning. In the beginning, he had energy to burn, more than enough to attend marriages and celebrations, or later the inevitable christenings and baptisms, and then where did the time go? The weddings of the babies whose baptisms he could recall with depressing clarity. Then finally, after he turned 60, the funerals of the men with whom he had come to this not-so-new land 40 years earlier. All this while, Leo preferred the company of Chinatown prostitutes, no troubles, no headaches, the latest being a beautiful young mestiza, Filipino-Mexican, who sucked Leo in his savings simultaneously, convincing him, with his sharp Chinese features, that her one-year-old African-Filipino-Mexican baby was really his. My parents were concerned. They warned Leo, but he was stubborn. My father had given up. "Hell with him," he said. "Young fool, old fool, he don't change." So one day, Leo took his case to my mother, brandishing a picture pulled from his wallet of this most dissimilar child, a dark and pretty little girl. "This," he said, "proved his blood tie." "Don't she look like me?" Leo asked proudly. Pictures, they say, don't lie, but this one did. Or at least it said something to the old man that it said to no one else. My mother studied the photo. "Ah, Leo," she sighed. Finally, she replied. "She got two ears, just like you."